I think that what Kofi Annan is doing at the moment is simply expressing his own view of what should be done with regards to Mugabe by African leaders. And I think that he's right on the money, which is to say that clearly behavior such as the one exhibited by Mugabe is really making whole Africa look even worse than it is in reality. Will the United Nations do anything about this? Will the Security Council do anything about this? Perhaps, but I don't expect the General Assembly to do anything about it. And as we have heard only a few weeks ago, the African Union has washed its hands of Zimbabwe in a very, very disgraceful fashion.
Zimbabwe is a member of the UN Commission on Human Rights, and yet human rights violations are reported to be at their peak. What does that say about the United Nations itself?
There are basically two tiers here. On the Security Council side, there is some serious debate about Zimbabwe because you have representatives from the United Kingdom, representatives from the United States, and countries which generally have been very critical of Robert Mugabe. But in the General Assembly, there is this large African voting bloc which seems to be immune to criticizing Robert Mugabe. And of course, the Human Rights Commission is part of this General Assembly. And as a result, we see some truly absurd placements such as Zimbabwe and Sudan and Saudi Arabia, countries with the most appalling records on human rights, which are now sitting on the Human Rights Commission. And that's something that truly just exemplifies the kind of rot that the United Nations is in.
But now that Mr. Annan has voiced his concern and is urging other African leaders to break their silence over what is going on in Zimbabwe, can the UN afford to maintain this discrepancy?
Yes, it can, for the following reason. So Kofi Annan speaks for himself. He's been very critical of human rights abuses and misgovernance in Africa for a very long time. At the very most, he speaks not just for himself, but also for the bureaucracy that runs the United Nations. But he cannot speak for the United Nations member states. He cannot speak for the members of the General Assembly, and he cannot speak for the Human Rights Commission. And of course, he's prevented from doing anything about Zimbabwe sitting on the Human Rights Commission by the rules of the United Nations itself. The United Nations is constituted of sovereign countries, and it is them, not Kofi Annan, who decide who will sit on different United Nations bodies.